Well, I think for District 2, we had a very good session. We were able to get some extra land for Wrangell because they became a borough. And the land wasn't as much as other boroughs got, and that was because most of our land in Southeast is national forest. So because of that, we felt that it wasn't fair for us not to get as much as at least the same amount percentage-wise as some of the other ones. So we worked real hard to get it, and we did. They gave us 1,900 acres to begin with, and we ended up with a little over 9,000 acres. So I felt real good about that.
I think people are well familiar with the extensive amount of capital projects that came through for Southeast this year. Obviously, in Petersburg, there's the public safety building and the library. What are your thoughts on the governor's disposition on these projects?
I actually met with the governor Friday and talked with him, told him what he wanted to know, what the major projects were for each town. And of course, for Petersburg, I said it was the fire hall and the library. And then he wanted to know what ones that I personally put in, because Bert and I got together with the big ones, and then with the little ones, he put some little ones in and I put some little ones in. And he wanted to know which projects they were. So I gave him those projects, and I had the feeling that he was going to try to make sure that those projects went through. So I'm got my fingers crossed. We don't know, because it's really hard to tell. He's running for office too, and so he's going to try to make it as fair as he can across the state, I believe.
You're one of the most senior House members, and why haven't you gotten a seat on appropriations at this point? Or is that something you're looking forward to?
Actually, it would be finance.
I'm sorry, finance.
Yep.
Forgive me.
And there are two people from Southeast already on that are in leadership positions.
It's Bill Thomas.
Bill Thomas. And then in Ketchikan would be Kyle Johansson. So realistically, you have to look at what you can do and whether they would allow somebody else from Southeast to be on. More than likely, no matter who you are, no one else from Southeast is going to be able to get on for finance.
Unless one of those other people drops off.
That's correct.
And they seem like they want to stay on there, from what you understand?
Yes, definitely.
As far as what you did do this year in terms of committee, you were the chair of transportation, correct?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were able to have an impact as chair of that committee?
I definitely feel like I can do so much behind the scenes. In fact, I got more bills passed than any other person in the whole legislature. So I feel real good. Just because you don't have a seat in leadership doesn't mean that you don't have a lot of authority. And I try to use mine very well.
You're looking forward to running for election, and you have a challenge in the primary, as well as we'll obviously have a challenge in the general election. What are your thoughts about campaigning? You'll be traveling around as usual?
I will do the same thing I always do. Talk to people, go door to door, just visit with people mostly, and try to go to each area more than one time, of course, and we'll see how that works out, you know.
Why are you staying in, I guess? What keeps you wanting to keep doing this?
Well, the biggest thing, the reason right now that I want to stay in is because of reapportionment that's coming up. I want to have a say in that. I think that we really need somebody in there that will be able to have a little clout. Because if we don't, Southeast will lose people. And right now, I was able to get a bill passed as a companion bill with a senator. So we have now, there will be this fall on the ballot, there will be an opportunity to vote to increase the number of people in the legislature. And that's very, very important for the rural areas. And the reason it is because we're losing numbers. So when we have to expand our districts after the census, we will be expanding the district. And like the first 2 years I was in, I only had Petersburg, Wrangell, and Sitka. Then after that, after they did the reapportionment, my district got bigger. Well, what's going to happen is our districts will get bigger again, and we probably will lose maybe 1.5 to 2 people in the House of Representatives and a senator. And that means there will be less people fighting for Southeast, and that's very crucial. So in order for us to be able to stay online and to be able to fight, we need the numbers. The numbers are really important. So if that passes, then we will add four people in the House and two in the Senate.